using a new software, Windows 8. So let's see, using Windows 8, using Audacity. Don't have all my video stuff plugged in. It's thundering and lightning outside. Let's see if this show goes as planned. Let me do this. Let me turn my trim down a little bit. There we go. I can turn my volume up more and not get so much background sound. All right. It begins in 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for March 8th, 2012. Oh, it's a crazy one. Man, this is going to be a crazy show. I've got tons of stuff to talk about. I've got some stuff that's related to Facebook that I'm going to talk about. I've got some stuff that's related to some news, some very, very sick, twisted, evil news. I've got some stuff related to that. But first, I have to say, and I'm gonna call him the unofficial sponsor. I'm running on Windows 8. That's right, running everything on the Windows 8 customer preview. I have to say, I haven't always been 100% happy with Windows. I think Windows 7 was my first operating system where I went, hey, Windows is working, and it works pretty doggone good. And now it's working on Windows 8. And so far I haven't played a game on it. That's my big test. After I do this show, I'm fin to get into my Battlefield 3. I'm going to load up the Ventrilo. I'm going to get into my shooting game. I'm going to be shooting with my homeboys. And I'm going to nerd completely out with that. But I had something fall in my mouth. I am definitely enjoying Windows 8. Now, I do have to say the Metro style interface takes a little getting used to, but it's not as bad as it could be. So if you're on the, and I did something special, I'm running Windows 7 and Windows 8. So like I just restart my computer and boom, I'm back to my Windows 7 if I get tired of Windows 8. But I wanted to see if I could really do all the stuff I wanted to do in Windows 8 of, you know, coming, what is going to be like later on this year, Windows 8 is supposed to be coming out. So I did want to try it out, see what I can and can't do, if it's going to be an immediate upgrade or if I'm going to wait a little while. Probably will wait a little while because I just got Windows 7. Unless I can get a deal, wink, wink, hint, hint out there. If I can get a deal on Windows 7, then yeah, or Windows 8, I will definitely hook it up. But, oh, you know what I forgot to do? Normally, I start a show off with bad lip read. All right, let me do my bad lip read, and then let's get into the show proper. Bad lip read.
Go to hell, you say. Bitch, just zip it. This was so hot. Because even long-legged women can't tell there's a blue-eyed hobbit, and I'm a witness for them. We've been out of brownies, rice, and we miss pork chops in summer. And that's why I stole beefaroni, garlic, peanut butter, ice cream, purple flowers. The Hope would smash my windows. He's crazy. And one other thing. Pressure to put on weight is one of the reasons we've got the red sweatsuits. There's no way we couldn't. We're creeping between the bullfrogs.
Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the bridesmaid to get her to take it off. She'll take the mushroom out. Unzip the wing, flap in love, and you can't go wrong. in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the bridesmaid to get her to take it off. She'll take the mushroom out, unzip the wing, flapping love, and you can't go wrong.
Let's creep in a large office and make friction after we eat lunch. Reminds me of one dude in college used to make goats tell time. Puff it up for me. That girl's been so cheap, makes me bananas. Big old breasts. Not the ones that make your tooth bleed and stop you from eating. That's not fair. Are you really drinking my bottled judgment? Y'all think I won't whip them pintos, yet the crown is for your juicy waitress.
Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the bridesmaid to get her to take it off. She'll take the mushroom out, unzip the wing, flapping love, and you can't go wrong. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the bridesmaid to get her to take it off. She'll take the mushroom out, unzip the wing, flapping love, and you can't go wrong.
That's why the thick Spartan women are so important. There was a black Marge Simpson in the house. She poured black paint over both my posters and went to the office to leave a photo. Crazy women before this airhead always would cut me with an iPhone. She was crazy, so damaged, so sick. The jam was over, cowboy. Think about it, cause I do.
Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the bridesmaid to get her to take it off. She'll take the mushroom out, unzip the wing, flapping love, and you can't go wrong. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the bridesmaid to get her to take it off. She'll take the mushroom out, unzip the wing, flapping love, and you can't go wrong.
Doesn't matter if you're drunk or flipped out, the broccoli you and me gathered was good. I'll help you, and nothing against your voice, it just makes me sick. It's you, bitch.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't want to laugh right into the microphone, so I turned it off right after it, but damn, that's funny. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, YouTube bad lip read and Trick a Bridesmaid. Very funny, very funny. Barack Obama, bad lip read. And that, yeah, I don't care who it is. The bad lip read so far has just been funny, 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 funny. All of them. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. It's funny. It's jokes, people. It's what America is all about. Joking to people. No, wait, what's America all about? America's all about freedom. What this show is all about is the jokes. All right, anyway. Oh, okay, yeah. Just checking my chat room, making sure nothing was going crazy in the chat room. All righty. First story of the day, and I've got tons of stories. But this, I'm going to start off nice and easy, and then I'm going to hit you with the hard stuff at the end. But this first story is actually a pretty cool story. And I could see my wife really getting into this. I hope that she doesn't, but, you know, I could see it very happening. I could see all my kids get into it. I don't like sweets 24 hours a day, but apparently there is going to be a 24-hour cupcake ATM opening in L.A. Much to the delight of those with a raging sweet tooth, this story in the Vandabonish website, vandabonish.com, to much of the delight of most of the raging sweet tooth sprinkles cupcakes has come up with a fix for the common sugar craving. Cupcakes on demand in the Los Angeles cupcake shop. They are now offering 24-hour cupcake ATM at their Beverly Hills stores. Sprinkle states that the automatic cupcake machine dispenses freshly baked cupcakes, cupcake mixes, apparel, and even cupcake for Fido. That's right, cupcakes for the doggy dog. 24-hour sprinkles will be continuously restocked day and night with a variety of freshly baked cupcake flavors. I guess if you're pregnant, you have nothing to worry about anymore if you're in LA. That's pretty much the bottom line to that one. And like I said, excuse me, I wanted to start you off with a very, very happy story.
Oh snap, the show brought to you today by the drink that I have in my hand. That's right, it's the drink that I have in my hand. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, the drink I have in my hand today is a Mr. Beer brew that me and the wife made. I want to say it was Western Pale Ale. I could be wrong on that. Other light but funny news. There is a man who is a tad bit fed up with the price of snacks at the movie theater. Right, man sues movie theater because snacks were too expensive. Joshua Thompson of Lavinia, Michigan, actually did something about this, too. He filed a class action suit against a local AMC theater protesting the snack overpricing at the Detroit Free Press reported. Thompson wouldn't talk to the paper, but the press reports that the man used to bring his own food and snacks and drinks to the theater until a sign was posted banning the doing of so. A lawsuit provides some blunt price comparison, saying that Thompson used to pay $8 for a Coke and a box of Goobers chocolate-covered peanuts at the theater, three times what he would normally pay at the nearby store. The Free Press notes that the lawsuit will likely be thrown out, quoting legal experts who say that because movie theaters are regulated, they are exempt from Michigan's Consumer Protection Act. But in this day and age, wouldn't you think that, if somebody goes to this length, and if enough people go to this length, if more people read this story and take to heart what this man is saying, and they want their that's how the theaters make their money, is the snacks. But, it doesn't have to be $8 for a Coke and a box of candy. That's kind of absurd, silly, ridiculous, redonkulous. $8 for a Coke and a smile, basically, is what they're telling you. That's wrong, man. I just can't justify $8 for a Coke and a box of Goobers. But everybody knows when you go to the theater, you're going to spend at least $100 if you have four people with you. If you have two people with you, then you're going to spend $50. And if you're by yourself, another $50. You'll get hungry and you'll be like, screw it, I'll do another one. Why not? It's me by myself. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get a... Although, the only theaters I could ever justify spending more than $8 on food is those, like Austin has, I had a brain fart. The theater that Austin has that does the food and has like couches and you sit down and you order like a steak and you watch your movie. I can't even think of that. The Alamo Draft House Theater. That's one. There's several that are like that. There's one in Houston. There's going to be one in Washington, D.C. I hope that catches on. If that starts catching on, and you can watch like during the week, you can watch something like, I don't know, Power Rangers the movie for, a cheap price with the kids during the summer. And then, during the weekend, you're watching your main, you're watching Avengers or you're watching whatever Marvel is shoving down our throats at that particular time and moment. But I think that that's seriously just I think that for right now with the way the economy is, dude's got a point. Unfortunately, I agree with the newspaper. Ain't gonna happen. Poor guy, that's how they make their money. You're stuck like Chuck. What out of fuck? I'm sorry. That's just what's going to happen. And it's time for a sip. Wowzy wow wow wow. I tell you. Once again, I want to bring to you guys' attention the fact that the show is brought to you by the drink that I have in my hand, which is a West Coast Pale Ale. Got the reminder. West Coast Pale Ale from Mr. Beer. Great homebrew. Love making it myself. Me and the wife have now become infatuated with the fact that we can actually make our own beer. Yikes! Also want to bringing another fake sponsor, the Whiskey Brothers Podcast. You can find them on iTunes by looking up Whiskey Brothers Podcast, or you can look them up online, praisewhiskey.com. And my homeboy, John Wessling, has another podcast called Rip Foul. And every time I look up ripfoul.com, John, it gets me to GoDaddy. So I think your domain is up. You got to redo that domain. But I think it's ripfoul.wordpress.com for that one, too. And that's a sports podcast coming up soon. I'm hoping that you guys will hear me and a couple of other of my comic buddy friends doing our annual baseball draft. Me, John Wessling, Sean Rouse. Hopefully, Sean, you're doing good. I heard about your surgery. I've got healing thoughts towards you. Dick Wilkins. Oh, gosh. I wonder who else is playing. I actually don't know all who's playing. I know Vince Veselka. I can't think of everybody who plays. It always changes every year. But I know a whole bunch of comics. Hope Riley Barber plays. That'd be hilarious because I just don't see him. Well, he's such a gambling man. That's a possibility. He's probably got some money on the side, and I need to get in touch with John, get him to get me his number so we can put a little side bet on this. Of course, I get beat every year because I end up getting enough Cubs players to actually just call my team the Cubs. Stupid. And maybe I'll do another show during the week that's just going to be like fantasy tips, tricks, stuff like that for baseball and football, because I do that during the year. So that'll be cool. Alrighty. Alright. This is an old snap story. I really wasn't expecting this on Wednesday when it came down, but it happened. It's taken me even to this day, and I know, like, John's probably got some more stuff. He'll probably put a rebuttal on it if he hears this show. But Peyton Manning, no longer with the Indianapolis Colts. Here's my thought. I know he's had a neck injury. I know it's been, you know, multiple surgeries. He should be ready to play 2012, but why are they getting rid of him? I know he's a big chunk of money. Are they thinking that he's not going to be 100% when he comes back? I mean, him even at 25, you know, truthfully, Peyton Manning at about 50% is a hell of a player. I've seen him play bad games and still look like he was playing pretty doggone good. Now, I know he's a unrestricted free agent, and I know there's a whole bunch of teams that are looking at picking him up. I want to say, like, I don't have that story pulled up. I want to say maybe it was the I don't want to say what teams and then get in trouble for it later, but I do know there's like at least five or six teams looking at him, and then probably the number has jumped up since the last time I've said that, or you know, since the last time I've looked, I've pulled up an old story, so I could be really wrong. But even with his record as is now, he could probably be in the Hall of Fame. It may take a little while longer, but he could be in the Hall of Fame. I need to look up his injury and what exactly is wrong, and maybe there's something that they know. They've had him throw the ball a couple of times, so they probably know something that we don't know. And I'm talking about the common man, John. You probably have the inside track to this, but there's probably something that I don't know that is letting the Colts management go, you know what, maybe we need to let him go. Maybe there's something that he's not gonna be sparking on all eight cylinders. He's only gonna be sparking on six. But I'd take a six cylinder Peyton any day to know Peyton. I've got a feeling that even in our foot fantasy draft, he's still going to be like, it's like him and one other, it's like him and Jay Cutler. Those are the one and two. Those are the one and two right there, the two quarterback picks. Yeah, and you guys know I'm lying off my ass, but I mean, Cutler's not off the Bears. Granted, he just broke a thumb, but you would think if they're going to get rid of Peyton, why not get rid of Cutler? And no, Cutler is nowhere near Peyton's quality of player. I understand that. It's not a fair comparison, but I'm just saying. And that's going to be my word for the day. I'm just saying. West Coast Pale Ale for the win. Got me talking all kinds of smack. I just can't wait to win this fantasy baseball league. I'm going to start doing my research now. I'm going to look up all the baseball players. Figure it all out. I got kids running behind me. That means the movie's over. And the wifey hasn't gotten off the bed. Did your mom fall asleep? No running in the house, kids. Come on now. Daddy's recording a podcast. No running in the house. Oh, man. Let's see. Let me get these last two stories out the way. And I think I'm going to, until I get a co-host, I think my show is going to be about a half hour, 45 minutes long. That's just going to be until I can find a co-host. If you're willing to be a co-host, go ahead and Facebook me. You can get me on Facebook / Brosus, Brosuess, or you can email me at Brosuess, @yahoo.com, and I'll get in touch with you, and we'll go from there. Shows usually Thursdays, 7:30. But if I get a show co-host, I'll probably do the show about 7 o'clock, knock it out, and be done about 8, and go from there. And hopefully by then I'll have a fence, electrical fence behind me, so every time the kids run, they get shocked. Oh, you know what? I can't even say that because the next two stories coming up just. What was I thinking? Oh, you know what? There's a sort of a question I want to bring out to you guys. And you can email me your answers to this question. But a friend of mine was having a discussion with her friend. And she said that she was that if a guy had a conversation with a girl, he pretty much was willing to sleep with her. And this sparked a whole controversy on Facebook. But go ahead and email me your answers. Is this true? If a guy, ladies, if a guy is willing to talk to you, does that mean you have an open invitation to get some panani? That's not what the ladies call it. Ladies call it Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, because I'm not a lady. Gosh, I hope there's not anybody listening that's like capturing this audio and just going to play it back to me later and make me regret some of the things I stumble over, make me not do the show intoxicated. Damn, Windows 8s. I'm blaming it all on you, Windows 8s. All of you 8s. All right, and here's more adult sex talk. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, brother. I just want to let you know what you're going to do when I show my sex tape all over you.
That's right. Hulk Hogan with a sex tape. It was bound to happen. Man's, you know, he's selling appliances on Rent-A-Center, so eventually somebody's gonna want to have a sex tape with him. I guess Vivid Entertainment is ready to release a sex tape, and a lot of people are saying it's the real deal. Even Hulk Hogan said this was something that he wasn't aware of. He didn't realize that they, you know, caught him. I guess it's sort of in the vein of like, you know, the one night in Paris with the Paris Hilton one. You know, I know for a fact I'm not gonna watch old ass Hulk Hogan snap into a play with his Slim Jim and get it on like Donkey Kong. I think that's not the best idea in the world, but you know, there might be a lady out there that thinks, you know, blonde mustaches are the bomb, you know. He doesn't have the long hair anymore, so I don't know. Well, he's never had really had long hair. You know what I mean? Top's always been kind of a skull cap. And ever since he fought, you know, Sylvester Stallone, I think that was the most sex I wanted to see happen right then and there. You know, what was that? Rocky III? That's about as much body slapping as I want to see of him. And I watched his wrestling. I did watch his wrestling, now I think about it. And that's probably why I have no desire whatsoever to see. Although, if he's bouncing some chick up and down, hitting her head up on the ceiling, that might be fun to watch for about 2 seconds. And then it's like, eh. So, look at your own risk on the internet for Hulk Hogan sex tape. Or, you know, what would be cool? This is the nerd in me. What if it was the Hulk? You know, David Banner gets mad in the middle of sex. And then all of a sudden, she's screwing this green, gigantic dude. Of course, the lady's all happy at that point. No, no, stay mad, slay mad. Slapping him upside his head. I don't know. That's just that. I went off on a tangent. I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry. But hey, that's what this show is about. It's all about going on tangents and being goofy and saying stuff that makes you say, oh, snap, upside your head. That sound that you hear is my son having his diaper changed. And I know for a fact that's what it is, because every time he has his diaper changed, he cries. And you would think that if you're getting poo off your butt, you would be happy and you wouldn't be kicking people in the eye. No. You'd be happy to have your butt wiped. I know I'm happy to have my butt wiped, and it's not me doing it. I'll let that marinate for a minute. All I can say is Boudreaux's butt cream is the best. Oh, I just burped into the mic. Sorry, people. Didn't mean to burp into the mic. Let's see. Windows 8 is actually doing great. I haven't had a hiccup or anything on Windows 8. I don't know sound levels. I hope you guys didn't hear that. There was some wind that just came through here. For those ladies at work, I did a fart joke for you, referencing something I said way like 3 weeks ago. Inside joke. 1-star review for people who don't like my inside jokes. Oh, yeah, speaking of 1-star reviews, I'm on iTunes. Isn't that crazy? I filled it in on a lark, thinking, they'll probably shut it, won't give it any time because I'm cussing all the time through it. But no, they approved it. Tomorrow I'll have this posted for you guys that are just going to download it on iTunes later. Or you're hearing you came in late, you're hearing this part, and you're like, well, I want to hear what happened earlier. iTunes. Just look up Oh Snap Show. I don't have my picture up yet. There yet. I keep posting it, and it keeps not coming up. So I'm gonna keep working on that. Got some doing this all by myself, people. Hit the donate button on my website, ShellyandAllen.com. That actually will get changed to BrotherSeuss.com soon. But you know how that goes, people. Gotta swindle somebody out of my own name. This last story is atrocious. I can't believe it happens, but this is definitely the Oh Snap Show story of the day. Oh snap. Oh yeah. I'm going to have to keep that soundboard up because we're going to have to play this several times on that one. We're going to have to play. Oh. Yeah, we're going to have to we're just Yeah, this is horrifying. And this is the title of this. With my son in the background, I can't even. Okay. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Okay. Father bites off 6-year-old son's penis. That's right, people. Yikes. 6-year-old was walking the street with his father and his sister in a Chinese city of Shenzhen when his father allegedly asked the boy to bite his penis. So first off, the father's like, son, while we're out here butt naked in the park, you nibble on your cock. The boy refused. Of course, they were all naked. And upon the boy's refusal to bite his... I'm reading this the way it's written. So, the dad asked the boy to bite the dad's peewee. The boy refused, so then the father bit his peewee and bit it off. That is sick. Disgusting, twisted.
Oh, snap.
I hear my little son in the background. And I'm just like, okay, I don't want people to hear this and think that something like that's happening in this house. It's not. Okay. I just had that thought as I'm listening to my son. And if you don't hear what I'm hearing, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But local media reports say the doctor was able to reattach the boy's wicky wacky, but he still may still be at risk of lifetime disability. Father was detained by the police, of course, and admitted to a hospital for some sort of medical treatment, probably to give him shock treatment. What the hell, dude? You're a grown man. Why do you want a little bitty? I can't even put myself in the mindset of somebody who would want to bite off a 6-year-old penis. I mean, that. All right, I'm gonna say some things. This is why I put the explicit stuff 18 years and older. It's these stories here. Why would you mess around with a Vienna sausage? Why are you with? And it's your own kid, dude. If you're gonna be gay like that, do it the right way. Don't mess with your kid's brain. Yeah, this guy had some serious mental issues. I can't fathom asking my wife to bite it. Why don't you just bite it off, honey? Go ahead, crunch it. No. Why do something you yourself would be in pain to have done to you? Oh, gosh. Send your comments to brosoos.com or brosoos2@yahoo.com, shelly@allen.com at the website. iTunes, if you want to play this back to people and go like, I can't believe he said this about this topic. iTunes, Oh Snap Show. Please, no 1-star reviews from 6-year-olds with no penis. That's right. I did a joke. It's not too soon, damn it. I guess the father liked noodles really bad. I mean, these Chinese, they like the Chinese noodles. Oh, gosh. Why am I even going there? Why? Okay, anyway, people, I'm sorry. I shouldn't even have went there. But doggone it, it's been bothering me all this time. Okay. I'm taking a breath. Next week, I have no idea what's happening next week. I do know there's going to be a show. Let me look at my calendar. There's definitely going to be a show, but that's the day after my son's... he's going to be 18? No, he's going to be 19. My son's going to be 19 years old. So I'll be on that high. I'll definitely do a show on the 22nd. And the 29th and the 5th, unless something happens and you guys just check me out on Facebook, Oh Snap Show. I think it's Oh Snap Show on Facebook. Let me look it up real quick. It's Oh Snap on Facebook. Search for Oh Snap and show me some likes. Let me know what you guys are thinking about your show. Tell me what you like, you don't like. I'm willing to change. This show is still fresh, new, and just getting off the ground. There's nothing... You know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to listen to you 100%, but, you know, I'll give you a little ear. I'll give you a little shum-shum. There's a donate button. If you like what you hear, put $2 on it. Help me make this into a professional show. I thank you guys so very much. And let's see, what type of audio should I close the show out with, people? What should I close this show? You know what? I don't have any audio to close the show out with. You know what? I'm going to get... You guys give me a suggestion for a segment to do to close the show out with. Because I have no idea. So, let's do this. Wait, let's do... If it'll pop up. Okay, maybe I... Oh, there it is. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Peace, soul, and chicken grease. Oh, shit.